Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today, one of my favorite people in the world who's bringing good news, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
And you are bringing some good news. You were mentioning an added benefit to burning, and it's not just toasting marshmallows.
That's correct. I want to talk about another benefit of prescribed burning of our native grass pastures. You know, in past shows, we've talked about how a late spring burn increases forage quality, how it reduces weed and brush competition, and increases stalker gains. Well, this morning I want to tell you about another benefit, and that would be tick control. In particular, the Lone Star tick control. And the Lone Star's tick is the one that has the white spot that's kind of in the middle of its back. And the Lone Star tick is one of those ticks that takes 2 years to complete its life cycle from egg to adult. And much of that 2 year period, the time is spent off the animal host, and it's found sheltered in leaf litter, particularly in some of the shrubbier, brushier, weedier type areas of the pasture. These areas, why they like it is because it provides a really humid environment that is perfect for tick survival. So we want to talk a little bit about how to control these ticks. And K-State out at the Beef Stalker Unit had an experiment. And what they did was they took tick counts measured over 3 months, which were April, May, and June. And what they found is that burning significantly impacts tick population. And the season of burn may potentially add or subtract from the tick control. So what they did, they went out and they sampled 3 unburned pastures. And they did this bi-weekly, like I said, for those 3 months. And they gathered ticks. And they gathered a total of 826 ticks.
Ugh.
Off of these 3 unburned pastures.
Ick, 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 ick.
So now let's compare the numbers that they got off of 3 spring burn pastures, 3 pastures that were burnt the previous summer, and 3 pastures that were burnt the previous fall. Okay, so the numbers that we found in those spring, April burnt pastures, there was 3 pastures. Once again, they were checked every 2 weeks. Ticks were collected every 2 weeks. And they found a total of 5 ticks. So from 826 in the control to where they burnt this spring, they found 5 ticks. Where they burnt the previous summer, they found 55 ticks. Where they burnt the previous fall, they found 103 ticks. So what they were finding, once again, these were Lone Star ticks that were in the nymph and adult forms, and these are the ticks that had overwintered, okay? And so what the results kind of tell us is that tick numbers can be significantly reduced with an April burn, and we want that April burn to take place prior to their emergence to where they're out and feeding on animals and that kind of thing. So basically, what I'm trying to say, another good reason to do a prescribed burn in the spring for all those reasons, and plus now for tick control as well. So until next time, try to stay cool.
And try to stay out of the pastures, too, at least if you haven't burned
off.
Stay
out of the unburnt native grass pastures.
That is a significant reduction from 820 some down to 5?
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
That's a job I don't want. Go out in this pasture and collect ticks. No thank you.
Now, you have to understand that there would probably be some hot spots even in those burnt pastures. Because
no pun intended.
There's going to be a, where there might be more trees or more shrubs that the fire couldn't get through, then there might be some localized places where there's a few more ticks. But as a general rule, they tried to collect them evenly across all pastures.
So. And that's amazing. And considering the diseases those nasty little things carry, that could make a very positive impact.
Correct.
My standing joke is, hey, thanks, Noah. You had the chance to collect all the chiggers and the ticks and the mosquitoes, but no, you brought them on the boat anyway. Well, so when it comes to ticks, kill them with fire.
There you go. That'll work.
effective, and it does a good thing for your pasture as well. So I'm for it. Well, thank you. That's definitely good news, especially for people who've been dealing with alpha-gal syndrome and everything else. Sure. Know that it can be taken care of.
You bet.
Thanks for the good word, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.